This is JIS News. Coming up, New Union Gardens Infant School to be opened in September. Schools urged not to lock out students. And National College for Educational Leadership announces new programs. The details after this message.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. Approximately 150 pupils of Union Gardens in Southwest St. Andrew will have a newly built infant school when the 2015-16 academic year begins next week. Construction of the Union Gardens Infant School, which started in March 2015, is being built at a cost of $186 million. The new basic school is the result of a merger of similar institutions in Union Gardens and neighboring communities, which were deemed under-resourced. Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Portia Simpson-Miller, says construction of the institution will improve the learning environment for the children.
This school could be an example of infant schools across Jamaica, making the necessary provisions for the children and the environment to provide a better learning capacity for our children.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking after a tour of the project site last week. The facility will feature three large classrooms with ensuite bathrooms, a library, a spacious auditorium, adjoining semi-enclosed teaching areas and administrative offices. Students will benefit from free transportation to and from school, free hot lunches, and free enrollment. The Ministry of Education is again instructing school administrators to refrain from locking out students as punishment for breaking school rules. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the ministry's policy is for the students to be taken onto the school compound and behavior modification programs utilized to curb their behavior. She says this is in keeping with the ministry's focus of utilizing schools to provide social and developmental support to the nation's children.
We have said to principals that you have to find an area within the confines of the school compound to treat with these children. There are many things that can happen when a child is locked out of school. A child is not responsible for himself. Some of the children will deliberately disobey the rule just for them to be locked out.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. 15 schools are set to benefit from a new feature of the Safe Schools program to be implemented in the upcoming academic year. Director for Safety and Security in Schools, Sergeant Coolidge Minto, says the initiative, which involves the promotion of uniformed groups, is geared towards addressing behavioral problems and promoting positive values and attitudes in schools.
It's part of the offerings in terms of uniform groups. So what we're doing is expanding the number of uniform groups and offerings to our students, part of the behavioral management programs, and looking at the different types of initiatives.
The deans and administrators from the selected schools have already been trained under a partnership with the Caribbean Maritime Institute. Plans are also in place to add another 105 new groups to schools that are operating without a uniformed group. And the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, has announced a series of new programs to come on stream over the next few months. The programs are aimed at building the professional capacity of educational leaders at different levels of the sector. Principal Director of NCEL, Dr. Maurice Smith, says the agency operated under the Ministry of Education will be launching the School Financial Management and Administration Training Program in September. This program will provide training for bursars and clerical assistants, as well as for persons who support financial management in schools.
All our programs are competency-based, so they do face-to-face exchanges, coaching and mentoring, school-based intervention, but it's pitched at the varying levels depending on who the target audience members are.
Dr. Smith was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says a training program for middle leaders in schools, such as heads of departments and grade coordinators, will also be introduced in November. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.